Mike in New York needs some help with a flooring project. Tell us what you're working on.
Hi there. I own two rental properties. I just wanted to tell you and Tom that your advice has really helped me several times already.
Oh, fantastic.
Great, thanks.
Here's the question. When I'm installing a ceramic tile floor, if I have a cement floor underneath it, I've stripped off the old floor,
right?
Can I skip the backer board, what some people would call Mason's drywall step, and go right to thinset and lay the tile down?
You can, as long as the concrete floor is perfectly flat. Sometimes using the backer over that
gives you a more stable surface.
It helps you kind of smooth out the bumps and lumps that can occur naturally in a concrete floor. Because remember, that ceramic tile doesn't bend very well. And if you don't put it on perfectly flat.
So the floor, if I level it out and fix any cracks, then I can...
You can go right on top of it. Yep, sure, it's done all the time.
Does it have to be scarified somewhat also?
No, as long as you have a good adhesive, then I think it should be fine. You're probably going to put it down with a mastic.
Yep, okay.
Mm-hmm. And as long as you have good adhesive, use a good glue trowel with quarter-inch slots in it, so you have good bonding of the tiles to the concrete floor, it'll be perfect.
Okay, you have helped me once again.
All right, Mike, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. A lot of people buying homes right now. It's a good time to buy investment properties. Prices are down. Rates are great.
It's amazing to me how many people have sort of abandoned the I'm selling my house and have chosen to rent the property out.
Yeah. Well, it makes a lot of sense.
Because the rental market, they have not seen a drop in the amount they're charging for rentals per month.
And it's the same way when prices are really high. People don't buy, they rent and wait for the prices to come down. So now it's the flip side. Hey, as long as you can rent and pay your nut every month, why not? I mean, why should you sell the house for a loss? Especially people that are retiring and have a lot of their equity tied up in their house. They're much better off renting themselves and renting their house out and just kind of coasting for a while until the value comes back up again.
No, it's true. In fact, we've seen where we live on Long Island, we've seen several people, just on our block alone, there were three homes that sort of were sold, about a year ago, and the people had yet to move in. And it was because they could not sell their initial homes. And now they were stuck with two mortgages, two properties to maintain. And it was sort of a struggle. And in chatting with them, saying, when are you going to move in? What's going on? They all decided to rent. Everybody's sort of in a situation where they're earning money. Now they can move into their second home. They're not worrying about all of these financial situations. So it's working out. It's nice to see, the silver lining and what's been going on in this crazy economic situation.
Absolutely. 888-666-3974. Who's next?
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.